Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I am Jess King and I am holding back from apologizing because this is life right now, isn't it? And I think I said that a few months ago, but we are all going through so many changes right now. You know, the awareness on the planet is rising. We're dealing with so many emotions and challenges. Inflation is crazy. There's, you know, there are always wars going on, but the awareness of the war in Ukraine, which is actually wonderful because there's this deep awakening of spirituality happening as a result of all of the challenges going on the planet right now. Obviously not just the pandemic, but so many things. When I'm not recording podcast episodes. Well, you can almost always find me on YouTube, by the way, just youtube.com/JessKing. I'm posting there almost every day. Sometimes it's just a short inspiring word or something. You can always find my podcast episodes over there as well now, just so you know, if you don't find me here. I literally woke up this morning, I was like, oh my goodness, I haven't recorded a podcast in forever. And rather than judging myself for that, I'm just kind of like, well, I know that people understand because we're all living our lives, right? And we're all doing the best we can and integrating a lot of information these days, not just in our minds, but in our souls. You know, we're integrating just so much consciousness, so much awareness is happening, and it's going to continue to sort of be a wild ride. So I know it's just important, and you may already know this, but just the importance of us prioritizing our happiness and our health and our wellness and doing whatever we need to do to take care of ourselves first. Is of utmost importance. I mean, it always was, but I guess between what's happening in our immediate lives and, you know, in the news and just our general awakening, on many levels that's happening on the planet, you know, this conscious, spiritually awakening planet in which we live and in all of us and all beings, it's intense. It's intense. Plus, we have these solar flares happening. Like, there's just on every level, it's almost too much for the brain. It's definitely too much for my brain to sort of take in all of that at one time, you know. And that's why we're here as human beings. That's why we chose to incarnate at this time as souls. And if you don't, by the way, if I'm going to stop with the disclaimers, because the deeper I go into this stuff, the more I know that my message and my what I'm meant to share is, as always, my authentic self, but a less inhibited version of that is part of my own healing. So So if you're not into the soul or you don't believe in it or whatever, just this is not the episode for you. What I want to talk about today, what I'm called to talk about, because it is so fascinating and so healing and so enlightening, is what happens, and I'm, you know, there's this little part of me that's hesitant to say it, but I know this is true, and I know that it's what I talk about with some of you who have done soul realignment, who are interested in this subject. What happens when we pass, when we transition, when we die, let's say, when our physical body stops working, what happens? And I'm in no way trying to say I have all the answers and I, you know, have this concrete evidence, because, you know, science is, our entire civilization runs on certain beliefs, and a lot is changing right now. Awareness is changing. Scientists who are, you know, cutting edge and into quantum physics and all these things that just are not my subject of expertise in the slightest bit. But there are many, many scientists who are on the cutting edge of this and can give you more concrete evidence of this. However, the audience of this podcast episode, if you're still listening, you are curious at very least. So there's a woman who, well, there's various people whose teachings I've been studying. And when I say studying, I don't ever just read something and take it as fact, because that for me is a program. And it's not integrating. I really do go to higher source through meditation, through asking questions. And I feel very connected to the spiritual realm more than ever these days, like some of you, because it's something that has interested in me for a long time. And then with even before my dad passed away, about 6 weeks short of a year now, I was interested in this life after death. And that started when I was 20, from when someone I loved and apparently had many past lifetimes with this person. So it makes more sense now why it was so difficult to let go of this person in a way. It was an attaching soul, but it expanded me. Also having a near death experience that I also had, shortly before my 21st birthday. Also, what I experienced in those moments of everything slowing down. I mean, it's basically what you hear about and read about through others' near-death experiences. And mine wasn't, I was very, very blessed. And that's another story. But basically, what happens when we die? The main person I will use as whose work resonates the most with me is a woman named Dolores Cannon, Cannon. And she has, she's probably has about 50 books. She's transitioned, I think, in 2013. She's no longer in physical form on the planet, but she has been doing this work. I believe she began in the late 1950s or 60s. And she is, I mean, this woman just has so much groundbreaking work in this field of she didn't consider herself, she was a hypnotherapist. She basically took people, she started her work as a hypnotherapist. And when hypnotherapy, when this whole subject sort of began, most people, you know, it was like wanted to stop smoking or wanted to lose weight. It was like sort of like a quick fix. How can we get this person in a state of deep trance and in a state of just opening up to their subconscious to sort of reprogram, or I'm not using the right words, but just sort of to heal that part of ourselves, right? And then come back and have results in this physical life. So what happened was she began, it sort of happened by accident that when she would bring in a patient into this, they would start going back actually into other lifetimes. Their soul did this. And the woman probably worked on, thousands. She did this for a very long time and with, without a lot of support. I mean, she was really ahead of her time in such a beautiful way. And part of me wishes she was still, I wish she was still in physical form. I would have loved to have studied her method, QHHT, with her. But basically she had so many, you know, hundreds of and probably thousands, because she did these so often. She was just in her work very prolific, just never stopped working. She was so intense and passionate, and she considered herself a researcher, you know, not channeling information, but just basically recording patients' experiences. And so she found that people would often go into their past lives, and she has, again, so many books about it. I think the first one, what is a good one to start with? Probably Five Lives Remembered, or that's probably a good place to start. Or you could just Google her on YouTube. She's kind of has this grandmotherly, beautiful way of speaking, as well as being very matter of fact. And anyway, so there were so many similarities between patients that she... I mean, there were enough similarities of the same experiences happening, of patients going into past lives and then at times going into this place between that point, between when their physical body, when that cord was cut, there's a silver cord that was cut, and then you can no longer return in physical form to the earth. And it's usually a decision that your soul makes actually before you incarnate. But yeah, so she discusses this, and just to say there is a lot of research and evidence, and you can go explore that subject at your leisure if you're interested. But this book in particular that I read just after my dad passed, I think I read it. It feels like 10 years ago when I think about reading it, because it was like it just confirmed a lot of what I was sensing and feeling in other ways, but it's expressed so beautifully in this book, Between Death and Life. After we transition, after we die, we basically have a light, what is called a life review, and you go through your life and you, by the way, people's experiences with, you know, if they believe in heaven or hell or if, you know, or none of this, if they're an atheist, like pretty much your experience when you leave, reflects your beliefs in this lifetime. However, there is no hell, so to speak. That does not exist. And basically you have this, you're greeted by loved ones, spiritual beings, who, some of whom you knew in this lifetime and some from past lifetimes. And you're greeted with so much overwhelming love, so much love, so very much love. And it is just so beautiful and just all encompassing. And what happens is you go through your life and if you've been, you know, more like a pretty good person, like nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes, you know, and sometimes our actions influence people around us, in ways that affect the other person negatively. For instance, if you are a parent and you're not that nice to your child, you are going to experience and witness what your child experienced as a result of your treatment of your child. So you experience that, and then it goes through your life, and I don't have great detail on this, but you sort of get a deeper perspective, a much more comprehensive understanding and awareness of how your actions and how everything just played out for other people. And so it increases your compassion and understanding, both for yourself, of course, for yourself, as well, you know, how you were affected by situations around you. So this is just like the broad outline of it, but I just want to tap into this because it is very, very comforting. If it's just extremely comforting. And when we lose someone, we are supported. It's not as though, yes, that person is not in physical form. After we pass, we then have, there are areas of learning. Our souls are each here. The sort of quickest way to learn is in the density of Earth. Most of you listening probably are not from Earth. Perhaps you are, but probably most of us who are interested in this are not newer souls. We've been around for a while. For instance, I mean, I've looked up my immediate family, and it's really interesting because you can see how different you are from your family members. And you might think, oh my gosh, like I have nothing in common with these people. We do, because otherwise we wouldn't have incarnated together. There is some vibrational frequency that is alike enough that you're able to incarnate together. But you're often from different star systems, from different places, and very different outlooks. And that is what makes for pretty incredible teaching to happen and learning to happen for us as souls. For instance, if you incarnate with, a parent who's a very young soul from Earth, for instance, and another parent who is like you, there's so much opportunities for learning. And that's why our souls are incarnated. We're here to learn things. I actually look at this, if any of you are interested in soul realignment, there's so much more. This is just like not even scratching the surface of it. I look at people's Akashic records, which is a record of everything your soul has ever experienced in past lifetimes, in this present life and potential futures, but I don't look at the futures. I'm really helping people heal from their past. And some of that past is in this lifetime. However, not all of it. For instance, I used to think that my failure blocks and certain ways in which I have held these self-limiting beliefs and my own success and all that, I used to think that it was all attributed to this lifetime. It is not. This started lifetimes and lifetimes ago. And in a way, when you learn this information, I have so much more compassion for myself than I used to. And also, like, you just learn, you learn to have more compassion for yourself as well as others, and to embrace forgiveness on every level. Forgiveness for your own actions, forgiveness of those around us, because the truth is we are all different souls. At soul level, we are connected. We are one. But in this physical level, there is this level of separation. And that's what, you know, that's what the focus of, you know, the power structures that we've created, have, you know, love to talk about, make everything other and separate. But in fact, as souls, we are one. But in this physical experience, we all have different experiences and we all have different things to learn. And those who incarnate into very challenging situations sign up for that. And that's hard to understand. By the way, it took me a while to even, I think it was about 3 years ago now that I integrated this, that I understood that our souls chose our challenges, because I just had so much trouble believing that and processing that. And like how, why would someone's soul choose to incarnate into a certain situation that was abusive, or, you know, like, how could that be? Not really so much for myself, but for others, it is hard to grasp, right? For our brains. And the reality is our brains are in many ways limited. That's why the simple science and ideas that, you know, even talking about science, it is expanding just exponentially right now as well. And it is all cutting edge and new. And it doesn't, it sort of can defy the old ways of thinking. So it's not for everyone. But, you know, it's sort of like, you know, it's impossible until it's possible, right? And that goes with any type of invention, creation, new understanding. Every belief we've ever held has come from somewhere, right? And, you know, even like great mathematicians, you know, philosophers, that most of those genius, Einstein, you know, this genius comes from, not from the brain, but it's coming from something different. You know, when we're in the astrals, when we're asleep, when we're in meditation, we get these creative ideas. When we're in flow, maybe we're working out, when we're totally free and free from the trappings that we've created in our minds, is when we connect with our brilliance, and when we are, and we have so much support in the spiritual realm. So if you have a question, you know, and you want to know the answer to something, and you just like ask how instead of what, or, you know, ask questions like that inspire something deeper. When we look at the world with a sense of wonder and this childlike imagination, we open ourselves to, we free ourselves really from these trappings that sort of catch us, you know, as we become adults. And a lot of that's happening right now. And if you're a parent, I'm sure you see it in your kids, you know, it's just this wild imagination and possibility. And like, let's tap into that. And what I was starting to say is, like, before you go to sleep at night, or when you have a question, like don't hesitate to ask out loud. And again, this episode is for those who believe in the soul. We are not alone. We are definitely not alone. And I have many, many, many personal experiences with this. And I'm sure many of you do as well. Just, I always feel like, I think it's for me, just as I've mentioned, you know, sort of growing up in a family that sort of didn't, or judging myself rather, choose, and I chose all that, right? So it's all good, but we are supported in the spiritual realm. So if you have a question, you have ascended masters, you have loved ones around you, you have guides in the spiritual realm. So ask for answers and be open to receiving signs from the universe and notice them. Don't disregard everything as, you know, coincidence or that was just chance. Like, you're just minimizing your connection. The more we open to that, the more we see how beautiful and infinite this world is and this life is. And anyway, I guess that's really all I wanted to mention. There's so much more that's really just a very, very, very small thing. But for any of you who may have lost anyone, and if that is something that's on your heart, I highly recommend that book, Between Death and Life. It's on Audible as well. It is just fabulous. Okay. I think my little blurb is done. As you can tell, I'm super into the soul these days, and I'm into healing and helping people in new ways. And, I feel super grateful for that. I'm riding the waves with you, supporting you all the way. And I'm sending you so much love and beautiful energy, and just reminding you of your divinity and that everything is more than okay. There's divine timing is real, and you are here to enjoy your life. So don't hesitate to go out there and take a little risk in the name of love. Take a little risk in the name of what lights your heart up inside, because life is short, and let's make it as beautiful and loving and amazing as possible. I think next week I'll talk about the fifth dimension, or hopefully next week. that's another big subject. Love you so much. Be well. And until next time, namaste.